VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jenny. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everyone. This last year and a half and more has definitely been challenging as the whole world has been trying to deal with the coronavirus, some places more successfully than others. So by now, we all know how dangerous viruses can be. It's also kind of amazing when you think about how much damage such a small microscopic particle can cause. It can damage whole economies, interrupt the daily lives of millions around the world, and of course, cause health issues and even death. Viruses are not exactly living creatures, but they are also not exactly dead either. They're made up of a complicated combination of DNA or RNA genomes inside a protein shell called a capsid. They can only duplicate and grow in a host, which is a living organism such as a human, an animal, or a plant. Some viruses are stronger than others, and these can even infect other viruses. One of the most well-known viruses is the flu virus, or in its full name, influenza. In a typical year, 3-5% of the population will contract the flu. So it is one of the most common viruses. The groups that are most affected by the virus are young children, the elderly, and people with chronic health issues. It can cause symptoms ranging from none to death. Most people feel aches in their body, some have a cough or a sneeze, and some might have more severe symptoms such as vomiting and diarrhea. Many people tend to think that since they are not in a risk group, or because usually the flu symptoms are not that severe, it is not dangerous. But this is wrong. The most serious infection took place around 1918, when about a third of the world's population became infected with the virus. At least 50 million people died. Since then, many measures to deal with the infection were invented. And today, it is not as dangerous, but can still cause a lot of harm and sometimes even death as well. Let's check out this week's video and learn more about the virus and its possible health implications. But for now, let's listen to our featured sentence. The flu is a highly contagious respiratory illness that ranges in severity, from a sickness that bothers you just a little bit to one that can be so severe that in rare cases, it can absolutely kill you.
流感是一种具有高度传染性的呼吸道疾病，其严重程度各异，有时可能只会让你在短时间内感到有些困扰，在罕见情况下甚至可能会要了你的命。
Now I'll read the sentence slowly and go over some pronunciation tips. The flu is a highly contagious, the accent is on the second syllable, contagious. A highly contagious respiratory. There are, of course, other pronunciation accents of this word. You might come across some people that will say respiratory. A highly contagious respiratory illness that ranges in, you can link these two words, illness that ranges in severity, ranges in severity from a sickness that bothers you just a little bit to one that can be so severe that in rare cases, it can absolutely kill you. Absolutely. It can absolutely kill you. Okay, the sentence one more time before we move on. The flu is a highly contagious respiratory illness that ranges in severity from a sickness that bothers you just a little bit to one that can be so severe that in rare cases, it can absolutely kill you. Now moving on to our vocabulary words. Number one, contagious. If you're describing a disease, it means to spread from one person or organism to another, typically by direct contact. If you are describing an emotion, feeling, or attitude, it means likely to spread to and affect others.
形容疾病的时候是在讲接触性传染的。形容情感的时候，这个字是代表具有感染力的。
For example, her smile is contagious. Wherever she goes, she brightens up everyone's mood.
她的笑容具有感染力，无论她去到哪里，都会让大家的心情变好。
Number two, respiratory. This is an adjective meaning something related to breathing.
呼吸的。
For example, smoking can cause respiratory diseases.
抽烟会造成呼吸道疾病。
Number three, severity. This is a noun and it means the seriousness.
严重程度。
For example, I don't think he understands the severity of the problem.
我觉得他不了解问题实际的严重性。
So, what can we do then? If viruses are so contagious and some of them can even kill us, how do we defend against them? Well, it seems like after almost 2 years of dealing with the coronavirus, people around the world now have a better understanding of it. For example,It only used to be common for people in Asia to wear face masks in public. Nowadays, people's awareness of their own health and of others has become higher. It's great to see that more and more people around the world now see the wearing of masks as a norm. We are in this fight together, and I hope we can all work together unselfishly. There are, of course, other tools in defending against the virus.Simple tasks such as washing hands, social distancing, and vaccinations will also help. One of the most effective tools in the fight against viruses is strengthening the body and preparing it to fight in case of need. This means staying healthy, sleeping well, exercising, and strengthening our immune system. Alright, thanks for listening. Click on record.And give the pronunciation challenge sentence a try. Don't sleep too late tonight, guys. Remember to eat healthy and take your vitamins. Bye for now, and see you next time.